Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Take OMF with you wherever you go. Download the Radio.com app. Now back to Ordway, Marloni, and Fourier on WEEI.
Always good to let LL breathe a little bit. Just a little old school. Go that Michael Jordan documentary brought it back. People's lives. I want to thank him for that. Not that he ever left.
Songs that stand the test of time no matter what. I'm Bad.
Yeah.
Easily.
Oh, no question.
I mean, I actually, as soon as I heard this, I added it to the workout mixtape.
Yeah.
And I still say mixtape. Is that... People still get that, right?
I don't know. Like you did in college, like a mixtape?
Well, what do you say now if you have a
playlist.
Bunch of songs?
You have to say playlist.
It's a playlist.
I like mixtape.
Playlist.
Mm. Mixtape. That goes.
You know what? Actually, that dovetails nicely off your E.F. Hutton reference in the first break.
I'm convinced Christian peaked culturally in 1993, 1994.
Trying to get that younger
demo. Hey, Lou, how come Burt Reynolds doesn't make movies anymore?
Hey, have you seen Smokey and the Bandit? I'll tell you what, that is a good-ass show.
The
Love Boat? I love the Love Boat.
Of course you do.
All right, so the Red Sox had an inter-squad game today.
Who won?
Around noon. I'm not so sure. I saw JD hit a bomb. But I do know that they brought in some fake crowd sound.
I saw that.
Did you hear that at all? So it's kind of quiet, and then all of a sudden there's a hit.
Somebody got a hit.
And then they hit the button, and people cheer, and... It's, you know, it's how it works.
I think you're going to be surprised. I think it's going to be better than you think it's going to be.
The fake
I think just
down.
The whole TV show that they put together, the production of it, I think will be better. I've seen a lot of examples, especially just soccer, where they do an excellent job.
Did you guys see the Rob Bradford article? He believes that Xander Bogaerts is the new face of Boston sports.
Okay.
Kind of wrote that today. Speaking of which, Let's bring that man in now, Xander Bogaerts, shortstop of the Boston Red Sox on the Harbor One hotline. Xander, how are you? Lou, Christian, Fitzy, how's it going?
What's up, guys? Doing all right?
Yeah, we're doing good. I wanted to ask you about your little the scrimmage you guys had today. What was it like with the fake crowd noise, and is it better than nothing?
Yeah, it is better than nothing. I'm going to be honest with you. I think this is our second scrimmage. The first one, we didn't have any noise. The second one was today, which is actually much... much better, especially like whenever we score a run or get a double or stuff like that, we kind of get the same music that we normally have with fans. So it was much better.
So I heard actually Nate Evaldi was on this morning, and I know Tech has been behind the plate, Jason Veritek, last couple games, and he made it sound like, you know, Tech is still embracing the catcher in him and forgot that he was a hitter because it sounded like it was a good pitcher zone. Is that true?
He had some. Borderline calls that he called pretty good for the pitchers. I mean, he was a catcher, man, so he knows the strike zone much better than I do. So I had a couple close pitches, but I figured they were strikes, and he actually did call them strikes. So
Xander, I just want to just take you back real quick because we haven't talked to you in a while, and a lot has happened since we were all down there in spring training. So because it's funny because I just got this email about Aruba opening up and ready for tourism to come back. So I'm curious.
Today, actually, huh?
Yeah, I just got it this morning. I was like, wow, I know a guy from Aruba. Maybe I can get a hookup. So did you go back to Aruba? What did you do? Where did you stay? What was your whole coronavirus, experience like?
I was in Aruba the whole time. I think I went back somewhere in mid-March once everyone was kind of... They told us it was best for us to go back our home, so I went back at home for the whole time. I stayed there until when I got back here the other day. So, I mean, we were pretty strict there. We had some strict rules back at home in the beginning, especially once we had a couple cases that got onto the island. I think we managed to get up to 101 cases, and then we went like to zero for, I'm gonna say, close to a month. And we just got a couple cases back. Some airplanes flew in from different countries, so obviously you're gonna have some cases. Obviously we don't want any, but it comes with that. So I heard we open up the border today. Hopefully we don't have cases, but it realistically that's gonna be hard. We'll see how that goes. Just hopefully everyone back at home can try to not be bunched up on each other a lot. So let's see how that goes in the beginning, because today obviously was a big day for the country and the tourism and stuff like that.
Geez, I thought Christian was actually going to ask you if maybe he could crash at your place or you had a timeshare that you could
next.
Borrow.
That was next.
Hey, you got to test a couple times negative before you come to my place.
Oh, really? Well, I guess I'm not going then.
Speaking of that, Xander, can you tell us a little bit about, we've had a chance to talk to Colin McHugh the other day and a few other players have weighed in about the protocols and everything that you guys have to go through, but would you say that so far everything that you guys are doing to distance and make sure that you're safe with the pandemic right now, getting ready for July 24th, is as intense or even maybe more intense than you anticipated?
Knock on wood, I think we've been doing a great job. Hopefully it just continues to stay this way. All it takes is for one person, can do something that he regrets and, end up giving it to some of the other guys, but hopefully that's not the case with us. I know everyone got to be responsible. Everyone got to be accountable for themselves and the actions that they do away from the ballpark. But everything has been going smooth so far, man. Obviously, this is something new for all of us. We have to adjust. Obviously, it's as I said, it's something really new, and we're not used to this. So hopefully, there's a lot of stuff that we're doing for the first time, and obviously they got to keep reminding us, hey, social distancing, no fist bumps, no hugging and stuff like that. Your first initial reaction would be to do some of those things because your whole life you've been doing them, but we got to adjust and try to keep everyone safe.
We're talking to Xander Bogaerts, shortstop of the Boston Red Sox. And Xander, I know normally spring training is what, 6 weeks? You guys got about 3 weeks. So where you guys have been out there for a week or so now. Where do you think it is? Because I know that first week of camp, you show up and you're trying to get used to it, and by the third week, you're ready to go. Where are you, and is 3 weeks enough time, you think, to be ready to go?
I'm much ahead as of when I was in spring training, actually, to be honest with you. Spring training, I had a lot of time off. They kind of took it slow on me.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, we were anticipating a long season, but coming back, I had some issues going on physically, but all of that got solved out nicely, so just being on the field, the first couple of games, obviously your body's going to be sore because you're not used to that. But as I said, so far it's been good. I'm using the pitching machine a lot, obviously, and asking for all the high velo pitchers. I faced Nate Eovaldi the first day. I kind of requested that, so I knew I wasn't going to have much success against him. But it was good to see someone throwing that hard and you can be able to stand in a box against him.
Yeah, do you feel any different about your chances to, get into the postseason now as opposed to when spring training was going on?
Not really. Obviously, this is much different, though. This is 60 games. Obviously, you can have a 60 game stretch of coldness or hotness. So yeah. Hopefully, we're either on the side of hotness or we're just in between, in the middle of the pack. But
have you guys talked about that? Like, what that advantage would be like?
No, we haven't yet because we haven't even played game number one.
Yeah.
So, we obviously have a schedule, but I haven't heard anything that we're going to definitely, start that day or everything's going to be 100%. We're going to play no matter what. So all we can do is control what we're doing at the ballpark. We're just practicing and trying to stay healthy, stay safe, and be prepared. Because obviously, as I said, we know we have the schedule out there, but stuff can change.
So, Xander, can you tell me a little bit about exactly how you're approaching or embracing your leadership role on the team this year. I mean, our own Rob Bradford, who has a Tom Brady-sized man crush on you, it seems, says that, you know, you're the face of the team and that what an important year this is for you. You've got people that have gone down. This is obvious. These are challenging and unique times as well. How much does this mean to you, and how much more work do you think you have to put in to be the face of and leader in the locker room and on the field for the team this year?
I think this is going to be a very challenging year. Also a learning year for me. As I said, this is a situation that none of us kind of dealt with. I never played actually in front of fans, maybe in GCL or something like that, you know. But obviously here the stakes are higher and the games are much more important. So it's going to be a learning experience for me, and I'm looking forward to learning from my other teammates and letting them know that we're in this together, man. No matter if you're going through a rough stretch, bro, this is something that we all got to get adjusted to. Don't be like this the end of the world. Just continue working and get out of whatever funk you might be in. Because obviously, as I said, this is something real different. We got to really adjust to it and try to learn as quick as possible. Help each other out, because this stuff is a whole new stuff for all of us. And just have each other's back, man. As I said, be responsible off the field. Be accountable for your actions. Don't do stuff that you will regret. Because whichever team stays longer, healthier, I think that'll be the team that wins in the end.
All right, talking to Xander Bogaerts. Xander, you talk about that, right? Doing smart things off the field, being disciplined. I don't know if you saw this report. I just saw it on the internet. So up in Canada, the Toronto Blue Jays are up at the Rogers Center. And according to TSN, they inform their players that they're staying at the hotel right there at the Rogers Center. If they could face a $750,000 fine as well as potential jail time if they're caught anywhere other than the stadium or team hotel. Now, that seems a little excessive, but I'm curious, Ron Renicki, did he stress how important it is for you guys to do the right things when you're not at the field?
Bro, that is a hard, harsh penalty, to be honest.
You think?
I think it's one that's gonna benefit them, to be honest, because who the hell want to go out there and get caught and have to end up paying almost a mil, you know? I think guys are much smarter than that, so you can pretty much bank on 100% that these guys are going to stay inside. And as I said, the team that's going to stay healthiest the longest, that's going to be the team that's going to be playing deeper into the season. So it's a harsh, it's a strong penalty, but I think those guys with that rule will definitely be able to stay inside.
Well, you know, when you go up to Toronto, by the way, you know, because you guys don't get caught, you know, thrown in jail or fined like that, maybe you should try to entice Vlad Jr. to come out with you. Maybe you can get him out of a series against you guys.
Hey, yeah, have him come over to my place or invite him to a party somewhere.
Yeah, then rat on him.
Well, Xander, have you been paying attention at all to what's going down in Orlando with the NBA and what they're dealing with?
I haven't seen the complete thing, but I know they're like staying in different hotels, and I saw some of the guys posting like the food that they've been getting.
Right.
I can't tell you I've seen the food, but I've seen them posting stuff about it, and I don't think it was something they were too happy about. But they're also in a bubble style of thing, so if everyone obviously stays in there, they have a good chance of finishing up their season also.
Xander, what do you think about the schedule that you guys have and, you know, sort of being in a different alignment? I mean, I know with interleague play, you get a chance to almost play everybody now, but like games with the Phillies and the Nationals and, you know, obviously a lot of games with the AL East. Do you think you guys have a fair schedule, challenging schedule? Are you excited about it?
It's challenging, honestly, because obviously we're in a division where pitching, I think, is we have a lot of guys with big names, you know. Those teams that we're playing, they're pretty much loaded with pitchers. Washington, the Braves, the Mets, the Phillies. Those are new teams that have just been added to our division, going along with, like, Tampa Bay and stuff like that. So it's going to be challenging, honestly, but I think us being familiar with the division that we are in, like Tampa, Yankees, Blue Jays, and Orioles, we just got to try to adjust and try to get on this team as quick as possible, the teams that we haven't been accustomed of playing.
So, Xander, you come into this year, Chris Sale, he's done with Tommy John, David Price, Mookie Betts, they were traded away. I saw comments the other day that you weren't, you know, you were surprised or you weren't happy that people kind of look at you as maybe underdogs. You look at the AL East, people talk about New York and Tampa Bay and maybe even Toronto, and then you guys are in that mix there. And it's, so you aren't happy about that. You don't think you should be underdogs.
I mean, come on, man. If you look at our roster, the way it's built, obviously we're not kind of destined to be last place. Obviously, we are. We're a pretty talented team from top to bottom. Obviously, we can be much better in the pitching area. We're not loaded like the Tampa Bay Rays, but, I mean, there's not a lot of teams that are loaded like that, you know? So it's really tough to have everything. A team that has both, you know, that's obviously going to be an advantage for you as an organization. But we have guys that always step up. We have a couple guys that's been on the DL now, so hopefully we can get them back, like Eddie Rodriguez. Hopefully we can get him back in camp. We're missing a couple other key guys to our pitching staff. So, as I said, hopefully we can stay safe, and once we get those guys back, we'll get ready to roll.
All right, Xander, listen, man, thanks for taking the time, and stay safe, and good luck the rest of the way here.
You got it. Appreciate it, bro. I'll see you guys.
All right. Xander Bogaerts, Boston Red Sox. All right, listen, when we come back, I do want to spend a little minute on him, a couple minutes on Xander Bogaerts and his team a little bit, because, again, that article from Rob Bradford, he believes, probably shouldn't shock you, because it was between Joe Kelly, I guess, Rich Hill, or Xander Bogaerts, who the face of sports is in Boston, but he believes Xander Bogaerts is the face of sports in Boston. We'll do a little bit of that as OMF continues next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.